The original plan, I thought it was not a very good idea to build on parking lot number four, for example, because the parking situation, which has come up again, is an issue with this particular plan. But when you're voting for this plan, you're voting for a concept. You can't vote for all the nuanced changes that are going to occur, because you're talking about a period of 15 or 20 years. And no one can anticipate all the events that are going to occur in that particular time period. I believe this commission is being asked to approve a concept for high-density development. It's going to occur in a number of phases over a period of years. I would suggest that as each of those phases come forward, that at that particular point, the nuts and bolts details be worked out, not trying to work them out from a plan what's going to occur 20 years from now. Simply makes no sense. Give you a simple example. I understand one of the early parts of the plan that might be implemented is the Enright exit onto Skinker. Now, personally, I think that is probably a really good idea. However, to implement that plan, it would have to be with the proviso that Vernon be closed. One of the things that some of my colleagues on the board did years ago is they closed off a number of the entrances to Parkview Gardens for security purposes. I think that was an excellent idea. I strongly support limiting exits and entrances into Parkview Gardens. However, and I see advantages for having an exit at Enright where there's a light, and I see advantages for shutting off Vernon. The plan is called, to quote, revised draft Parkview Gardens Neighborhood Sustainable Development Plan. If you're going to sustain the Parkview Gardens neighborhood, one thing that's essential is close Vernon, at least from Eastgate to Westgate. Reason for that being, the park north of Vernon is pretty much excluded from the rest of Parkview Gardens. But that's a type of question and discussion that should occur when the Enright question comes up. Okay, so we can go through the plan. There are a few other things in the plan that I would change, but I think your responsibility and the City Council's responsibility is to support the concept. I think we missed an opportunity last time because of the Lot 4 issue, which was, I thought, originally in the plan, not a good idea. But I think you have to support a concept, not support every little nuance in the plan. If you're going to support every detail in the plan, it probably wouldn't get any support because everyone could find something that they don't like. So my suggestion is support the concept of the plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Solomon. Is there anybody else from the public who'd like to make any other comments? Okay, I'd like to ask any of the members of the Plan Commission if they have any comments, questions. Anybody? None? Okay, is there a motion on the resolution that we have in front of us?
There is a motion. Motion is that the Planning Commission recommend to the City Council the adoption of the updated revised draft Parkview Gardens Neighborhood Sustainable Development Plan. That's the motion.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is there discussion among the Planning Commission members? Any questions, comments?
I guess I just want to say that I think that I think this has been a good planning process from our perspective. That is to say, we started this in March 2011. There have been multiple opportunities for the public to comment, including three specific either hearings or public comment periods. We heard some comments that people felt very strongly about the parking lot. We heard that, we responded, we revised the plan. Some expense because that was something people felt strongly about. Now we're coming back having revised the plan. So from my perspective, listening to the public, responding to what we heard over a period of 2 or 3 years, it feels like it was a very thorough process where we listened, we responded, we didn't railroad anything. So I feel as if we've done our job as commission members and feel very good about it.
Anything else from anybody else on the commission? Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the resolution of the Plan Commission regarding a recommendation to the City Council for the adoption of the updated revised draft Parkview Gardens Neighborhood Sustainable Development Plan. That's actually the title. And so it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of recommending adoption to the City Council, please respond by saying aye.
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 All opposed? All abstain?
Abstain.
Then the motion has passed, and we will make a recommendation to the City Council for approval. Other business that we have tonight, in terms of reports, there's no report from the Code Review Committee. Is there a report from the Comprehensive Plan Committee?
No, they're the committee.
We're the committee.
Yeah, that's why I look nice. I mean, if we can speak for you, but better for you to speak for yourself.
I think the only update would be that the budget for the consultant for the comprehensive plan process is in process to appear before City Council in January.
Yep, correct.
So, show other update other than that. Is there a report from Mr. Krantz?
I might just add that this is another bite at the apple for these issues that we're all struggling with. The whole notion of the concept of you talked about, Mr. Solomon, these issues, both as general concepts, as nuts and bolts, will come up in the five-year revision. And we'll go through this again, as we should. And we'll deal with the issues of parking, we'll deal with the issue of the impact of the density, we'll deal with all these issues. And we'll deal with this whole Parkview plan as it relates then to the next five-year plan. And so it will come back. This is not the end of a conversation, it's the beginning of a conversation.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Kraft, do you have a report?
Actually, I think things are pretty quiet.
I'm so surprised. Okay, is there a report from the staff?
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I would like to thank Ms. Greening for her years of service to the Plan Commission. She cycled off, though we're going to try to loop her back into service some way or other. Many years of valuable experience, and again, thank you. Welcome, Mr. Miller, who has been on the Plan Commission before, and then we have two other folks to be sworn in, and we'll introduce them to you all as soon as they have. Secondly, we want to note that there will be a public hearing scheduled on January 13th for the Parkview Gardens Neighborhood Association, Parkview Gardens Sustainable Neighborhood Development Plan at City Council level. We'll have the public hearing first, and then at a subsequent meeting, we'll ask City Council to consider the plan. And as Madam Chair indicated, there will be an item presented to City Council for approval of the contract for the comprehensive plan consultant at January 13th as well. That is all I have.
Mr. Gatti, is Mr. Centuri's term also here, Leah?
Mr. Centuria's term is nearly up. However, a replacement has not been named. So he serves until replaced.
Is it appropriate for me to make some suggestions?
It is not.
May the process proceed slowly. Okay. Is there any other business from any other Plan Commission
Thank
members?
You.
If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
For a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain. Okay, thank you all, and have a very happy new year to everybody. Thank you for coming.
I'm not talking
to you. Mr. Quack, there's somebody that you haven't been sworn in.
Oh, there it is. They haven't been sworn in.
Oh, Spencer, you want to tell me this?